بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our a'mal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all the wrongs that we have committed, whether it be even in the month of Ramadan or before the month of Ramadan, all the sins that we have committed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipe it all away from us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously shower us with his blessings, guide us, our families and our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. And ultimately, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. Ameen. So tonight we move into the 28 juz of the Holy Quran. And there's one particular verse that I would like to share with you tonight. And that is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ يُقَ شُحَ نَفْسِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So the translation goes as, whoever is saved from the miserliness of the soul are really the successful ones. So here's a terminology called the miserliness of the soul. So Mufassirin mention, and they say what is meant over here is that this is that moment in the life of a person when the heart wants to contribute towards something, but the soul is reluctant. So when the heart wants to contribute to something for the pleasure of Allah, but the soul is reluctant. In another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentions and he says, miserliness and bad character cannot be combined with iman in the heart of a believer. So miserliness and bad character cannot be combined in the heart of a believer. A heart that has iman cannot have these two qualities. So this automatically teaches us something very important, that giving for the pleasure of Allah, assisting and helping someone else for the pleasure of Allah, and having good character are the fundamentals of iman, the fundamentals of belief of a person. So a Muslim, a true Muslim, is one who's always willing to help. A true Muslim is one who doesn't have bad character. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. You know, we ourselves have to ponder and reflect, you know, at our own character, how we behave with others, how we say things to others, what we might say, how we behave not only with our Muslims, but even those who are not Muslim. So character is something very important, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good character, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq to get rid of the miserliness of the heart. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, and he says, once a person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that which type of sadaqah earns the most amount of reward. So which type of sadaqah earns the most amount of reward? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is that sadaqah spent when a person is healthy, or when the soul is miserly, when he fears poverty and he is hopeful of becoming wealthy. So these are the categories when the sadaqah is best accepted and the most amount of reward will be given. The first one is when a person is healthy and is giving for the pleasure of Allah. The second one is when his soul is miserly, that he knows he wants to give, but he's not worried about his soul. He just goes ahead and gives it. And the second one is that he is going through some difficult time. He fears poverty, but even in that state, he's giving for the pleasure of Allah. So this is something that we should all try and inculcate. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then further mentions, and he says that don't delay in sadaqah until your soul is at your throat, and that's the time you want to say, give so much money to so and so. When your soul is at your throat, this is referring to the time of sakarat of maut, when a person is about to leave the world. At that point in time, he says, no, take some charity and give it to this one. Take some charity and give it to that one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this is futile, because already that property has become, that charity has already become the property of someone else. So this teaches us something very important, that we must learn to give. Give for the pleasure of Allah. Give for the pleasure of Allah, whatever it may be, give. It is mentioned in one narration, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, when she would see a beggar, she would take that coin that she wants to give, wipe it and shine it, and run towards that beggar. And after giving, that beggar would even comment and say, Jazakallah. So someone saw this and they said, O Ummul Mu'mineen, how is it such that you're doing this? She says, no, Allah has given me an opportunity to give in his path, and I'm happy that at least there is someone out there that I can give for the pleasure of Allah. Today when we give the beggar, we do as if we are doing them a favor. But in reality, they are doing us a favor. Obviously, in today's time, you have to be very careful with who you give, but that's besides the point. But when we do give, the point is have the clean heart. Give for the pleasure of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in another hadith, a single dirham spent in charity whilst alive and well is better than 1,000 dirhams spent when one is on his deathbed or one is going through some difficulty in health. And there are so many people, unfortunately, today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with wealth, but they waste that wealth and on sinful purposes. So many of them use this wealth for things that are completely against deen, whether it be in the form of horse racing and betting and slot machines and gambling and all these things put together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. That is why when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for wealth, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for wealth that will be of benefit to us. Wealth that will be means of using it for the pleasure of Allah and ultimately for us gaining reward, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. In this entire month, alhamdulillah, we've been giving charity, which is a good thing. Let us continue with this practice even after the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us, inshallah, in goodness. Ameen. Just a few announcements. Tonight, inshallah, being the 27th night, inshallah, after the witr salah, after the sunnah salah, we will be having a bayan by Mufti Tahir Sahib. Mufti Sahib is is in charge, the Amir of the Jamiat of Peter Maritzburg. So inshallah, Mufti Sahib will be giving us a few words of wisdom. Thereafter, we'll have dua. And inshallah, at 11 o'clock tonight, we're going to be having a program in the masjid. We will start off, inshallah, with the 40 durood. There'll be a short zikr, explanation of Salat al-Tasbih. Thereafter, we encourage everyone to involve themselves in individual ibadah. It is an odd night. We are very fortunate. It's a Thursday night because, you know, as it is, the great day of Yawm al-Jum'ah is around the corner. So let us take this opportunity to maximize our time. And I humbly appeal to you to take out time to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you're not going to engage in any ibadah, but even if you had to sit and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this too will also be rewarding. So don't forget, inshallah, the program will start tonight at 11 o'clock. Also, the other announcement is the guard's money, the tip that we give for him, inshallah. The box will be left out there. After salah, please, brothers, dig in deep and give, inshallah. Jazakallah.